Hello students, hope all of you are safe and healthy at home. Today we will be discussing chapter 6 of your ICSE Environmental Science syllabus, Biodiversity. If you have your textbook, you can open to page 71 and follow as I go through the lesson. Now, what is biodiversity? It's derived from two words, biological and diversity. So simply put, it describes the variety of living organisms, plants, animals, their habitat, their genes, and even the ecosystem. Biodiversity is essential for the existence of mankind as it has a number of values attached to it. Economically, plant produce and animals offer great monetary value to farmers, pharmaceutical industries, fisheries, tourism, and other such industries. Its ecological value lies in the fact that plants provide food. Every species has its own function in the ecosystem. Roots prevent soil erosion, trees regulate climate and control pollution, and microorganisms decompose and recycle waste. Now, aesthetically, our surroundings are pleasant on our eyes. We feel nice when we look around. They provide entertainment and they uplift the spirit. Man's activities are responsible for the loss of biodiversity, and some of these include overconsumption and excessive exploitation of resources, transforming natural areas for agriculture and industry and causing loss of habitat, introduction of exotic and genetically modified species, and finally human activities that negatively affect the air, water and soil and result in global warming, air pollution, landslides and other natural calamities. There are two basic methods that we can use to conserve our resources, and they are broadly divided into in-situ conservation and ex-situ conservation. In-situ conservation conserves endangered species in their own natural habitat, such as in national parks, sanctuaries, and in a biosphere reserve. Ex-situ conservation conserves endangered species in places away from their natural habitat under human supervision. And these include zoological parks, botanical gardens, and gene banks. Let's deal with in-situ conservation. Now, national parks, they are basically habitat-centric, they have well-defined boundaries, and they are formed by central or state legislation, and it does not allow any kind of human activity. Sanctuaries, on the other hand, they are species-centric, they don't have any well-defined boundary, they can be owned privately, and harvesting timber, minor forest produce and cultivation are allowed. Now we come to a biosphere reserve, which is an area nominated by the government, designated under the Man and Biosphere Program of the UNESCO, that caters to the whole ecosystem, including man. They have three functions: conservation, development, and logistic support. And a biosphere reserve has three zones. The core zone is legally protected and undisturbed by any kind of human activity. Around that, you have the buffer zone, which is for educational and research activities. And finally, on the outskirts is the transition zone, which allows human activity. What are the advantages of in-situ conservation? You get better long-term strategies for protecting large number of species and systems. Species are protected in their own natural habitat. Natural selection and community evolution continues. And it is economically advantageous. What are the disadvantages? It's difficult to maintain such a large area. Conservation areas usually aren't large enough at times. Then tourism also poses a threat to local flora and fauna. And finally, these places are not protected from pollution.